love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still concerned about what's happening with my wife and family, because this is kind of an implication, assuming this is your business phone, that there are business issues. Obviously, those pursuing the Great Reset want to shut you down, and maybe they have already succeeded. So I am concerned about my family, and you know, I'm trying to reach out as best I can. I am concerned how they're going to respond to the great panic-demic that is occurring. You know, and again, I've said it before, but I formally withhold any commitment and any permission for my kids to get the vaccines. The number of people who have died from it, I just saw another article of someone else yet, you know, the whole, you know, CDC says about 3% of people have adverse reactions, and some of those adverse reactions are that little issue of death. But that seems to be continuing. So, I love my kids. And of course, I'm kind of hoping my kids will have their own kids. So, you know, which is ironic. I heard today, in the U.S. Congress, I saw the clip of somebody doing a prayer to multitude of gods and ending with amen and amen. It's kind of like, this is ridiculous. And they have outlawed, the U.S. Congress has outlawed the terms men and women for use within the Congress. You know, so you can't be that gender specific. You have to be open to other things. I can hear it now. People in churches all over saying, "Oh, we gotta pray for them, and we need to get the right people in." This is 1 Samuel 8, verse 18, happening. People are gonna cry out. The Lord's not gonna hear. I also found, I forget how, but I found a site, genesisapologetics.com or org, whatever it is, which has a group of very interesting videos to give some evidence for the rationale behind creation versus evolution. And, you know, one of the arguments I'm making, I don't know their position yet, I've only seen some of what they've done. One of the positions I'm taking is, you know, because I can now, I think, argue the case pretty well that you want a book that condemns religious people, it's the Bible. I've been able to argue that case even better. People say the Bible's not a book of science, and I say, well, it's exactly opposite of true, when especially you go to the creation event, because the Big Bang theory has no, it's not science. It is a theory that cannot be backed up with science, because science is, you know, by definition, the knowledge of or observation. Whereas the scripture talks about the creation story that was observed by the Creator. So it's his eyewitness testimony. It's science. And, I want to prepare my kids for stuff like this, but obviously I'm being thwarted. I love my family. I am concerned for what's going on. I pray the Lord blesses them and protects them, especially my wife, Dorothy Jane, my lady. I really love you.